Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Star Companion podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Zach. And yes, every time I do want to say your name.
We are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast.
It's been said.
Coming at you today from the Delphic Expanse.
Whoa, from the Delphic Expanse?
Yeah.
I certainly hope there isn't a virus going out.
Oh, yeah.
There was a point that I wanted to make about the virus just off the top.
Yeah,
can't remember it.
So for dating purposes, we're recording this.
Yeah, star date after November 2153, but definitely during our star date.
Yeah,
coronavirus is
2020,
happening.
Early 2020.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say. All you motherfuckers hoarding the garlic, what the fuck? I spent like 2 hours looking for garlic today. I just wanted garlic. I want to cook. I want to make some pasta sauce.
Yeah. I feel that.
You know, it's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
That was my plan, by the way, to make a bunch of pasta and a bunch of sauce and just freeze it all.
Yeah, and I wanted to dress up like a mummy, but since there's no toilet paper around, I can't do that.
Oh my god, they got you on that. That's
I
fucking,
can't do my toilet
savage.
Paper mummy.
Well, I'll trade you some smokes I got from the house up front.
Okay.
For some toilet paper.
Okay. Yeah, Halloween's coming up in like 6 months. I gotta be prepared for toilet paper mummy. I have a bunch of used jeans at home.
Oh, no.
And should blow come to blow, I'm ready to turn these jeans into jorts.
I don't know if we should get into that.
No, it's a little heady.
But, you know, David and I did have a full-blown conversation about that. In our own time, and it ended with me going, wait, what? Why?
Yeah, why? And then I had to rationalize it because my thought was, you know, you'd be sitting all day and you're going to wear out your shorts, right? You're going to need something durable to make your shorts out of because you can't go to the short store and buy shorts.
I mean, what do you sit on? Sandpaper that fucking vibrates? You know, what's...
I sit on one of those sifting tables for gold.
Like, the reason my pants wear out is because you walk. That was my whole, like, what? How are they going to wear out? You just sitting too hard? What does that even mean?
You know, I said it, and then you were like, what? And then I was like, fuck, I have to explain this now.
Bail. Wow. If you agree with David, you can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
You got to be prepared, folks.
If you want to help us be prepared, you can send us a buck or two at patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
And, you know, if if you're afraid that the, you know, that the current standard of currency is going on the wayside, feel free to mail us your gold nuggets.
Yeah, well. Or smokes.
Or smokes.
I'm like,
we could really use
I'm a razor's smokes. Edge away from picking up smoking again. I knew I should have bought toilet paper.
That's so funny. No. I'll trade you toilet paper for some smokes.
Just calling them smokes, man. Prison currency. You got Robin?
Yeah, calling them smokes is that's the funny part for sure.
But, you know, hey, if you or a loved one comes down with coronavirus, we hope you make it through.
You know, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, and if you or said person need something to listen to, we've got a hell of a catalog.
We do.
Thus far.
And we're planning on releasing quite a few over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I will probably be at work still, but I would love to, you know, record every day. If not every day, then every other day. Let's blow this shit open.
I would love to just... I literally can't wait to get onto the next ship.
I can't either. And you know, if you're listening right now in 2020, this is Coronavirus Fest 2020. And Star Companion, we're here to guide you through it. We're here to guide you through it the way that the Enterprise is guiding its way through the Delphic Expanse. Wow. In this episode, Season 3, Episode 12, Chosen Realm.
That's right. And this was a good episode.
A great episode.
You know, nothing like some religious fanatics who will do anything for country, God.
Yeah, and you know, if there's anything that I don't like in this world, it's terrorists. But if there's anything that I don't like not in this world, it's space terrorists.
What the fuck did you just say?
It's terrorists.
Do we like space terrorists?
Terrorists are on world. Space terrorists not on world.
Okay.
Space.
No, I'm there. I get that.
George.
Do you still not? It's going to be a fun couple weeks. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Space terrorists are pretty bad. And so right at the beginning, we get to see them, like, find there's some ship out there.
Yeah, Enterprise comes across a dilapidated ship, and life support systems are failing. Mm-hmm. And they reach out, and they say, Enterprise, we need help. We'll help you out, we promise. And then I was like, don't buy it, Dad. Do not buy it. Well, do not seek the treasure.
Yeah. So silly Dad falls for the silly trap.
Yeah.
But before there, Dad wants actually, like, he wants some decent information
mm-hmm.
on these people. So they literally dick him down. And Dad goes, they're emerging, you know. Oh, you know what?
What?
This actually isn't Dad that says that. This was a great setup, but it was the religious zealots who see Dad and Reed or whoever it is come out of the cloaking barrier around the sphere, and the sphere is what pisses them off.
Yeah. I jumped ahead.
And the religious fanatics, they're checking them out, and they're like, oh, well, they look like, you know, humanoids, and, you know, they're over on the sphere. And then the one religious fanatic quite literally goes, they're emerging. Tell me what kind of dicks they got.
I want a thorough analysis of those peckers.
Yeah, so those guys were dicking him down.
When this episode started, I was like, fuck, is this another Shuttle Pod 1? Is it going to be Travis and fucking Trip stuck in a Shuttle Pod?
No, you want to do you want to know how you're never going to get that?
Why?
Oh, I'll give you guys a tell on, is this going to be another Shuttle Pod 1?
Do tell.
If Travis is in the Shuttle Pod,
okay.
it's never going to happen. Because you've learned all you're going to learn about Travis. It's over.
He just has... He has no lines of dialogue.
Huh? No.
Anymore.
Fly the ship, dude. Okay. Know your role.
Just fly the ship, dog.
Okay. You know, just... You got to do what you got to do. And it's not talk.
Yep.
Whoa, I think my neighbors are having a LAN party.
They got girls over.
Were those girls?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Either
good
that
for them.
Or they're young boys.
Good for them.
And if they are young boys, you should go searching for candy, because they probably stole it.
Oh, my God. I've been looking for that candy.
I know.
You know?
That's why I brought it up.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Thanks for bringing it up, man. Yeah. You know, because
I'll search them. I'll look in their underwear.
That's what? You know, anytime they park a little too close to my car, I think are like, are we beefing? Is there a problem? Did you do this on purpose?
That is classic Zach.
Well, because...
Zach is... Everyone is against Zach, and Zach's out to fuck everybody else.
I try very... Go ahead.
No, you don't. You play games with your mailman.
I try hard to park with enough space for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think maybe I'm too far over, and I think that this is them retaliating for me parking over, and so then I then got a beef with them. So David's right. I do seek out.
There's a certain type of paranoia that comes along with your kind.
I do play games with the mailman. Not this one, though. I like this mailman. That's a good dude.
Have you met him?
Yeah. Yeah, I know him.
What's his name?
Mailman?
John.
It's definitely John Mail.
Johnny Mailseed. Anyways, Dad says, sure, we'll help out this ship.
Why don't you guys come on?
Bring them on board, but you know what? Make sure they're not armed. And it's like, oh, now we're making sure nobody's armed? three fucking seasons, and now you're just like, hey, make sure they don't bring any guns on.
It looked like the religious zealot form. Kind of reminiscent of those, like, early 21st century Middle Eastern wars that were, you know, totally enveloped in.
There you go.
So they
go into the medical bay, and Phlox makes a comment. He says, they're having aversions to my probes. He doesn't say that. He said, they're having aversions to my medical scans.
Religious aversions.
To being medically scanned, mm-hmm. probed.
Because they've got, you know, IEDs on them.
Yeah, that's that's a good point.
Let's be honest here, dude. These are roadside IEDs and, you know,
this vest? People. Oh, that's not dynamite.
No.
That's not a dynamite vest.
Just, never mind.
They, as they get introduced to what's the guy's
he's the prenom.
He's the prenom.
And so Dad goes up to the prenom and he goes, hey, I knew you guys almost died out there, but how about dinner?
Chef's gonna whip something up.
I'll get Chef to whip something up.
You guys ever had mac and cheese?
That does happen to ships out here. You know those spatial anomalies, am I right? No. Maker's breath. Those are the maker's breath.
Those aren't spatial anomalies.
And then,
it isn't radiation. I know my flesh is melting off my bones.
That's not radiation. No. And you know what? While we're at this dinner, mm-hmm. I know you're a space alien I've never met from very, very far away. Mm-hmm. But how about some baby carrots and some bok choy? That sounds like fun. Why don't you eat some of that for dinner?
Mm-hmm. And don't feed cheese to my dog.
Yeah, I know I do, but what it's my dog.
It's my dog. I do that.
Yeah. Would you like some Janaran tea? Oh, yes. Tea. I love that kind. Specifically Janaran tea. What
the fuck are fish?
What the fuck is fish?
The captain, or the prenom?
Prenom.
Prenom says, I hope we have the opportunity to repay your kindness. By stabbing you in the back.
Whoa. They
totally lead on to this.
No, they totally do. And I forget who says it, but someone definitely says that mythology often has a basis in fact.
That's T'Pol.
T'Pol's a fool.
T'Pol is a fool.
She's a fool for love in this one. Is she, though?
Is she? I think we're all fools for love at one point.
Well, I just want to dance with somebody.
While that's happening, one of these, what are they called? The Triannans, I believe. She goes in and talks to Phlox, and Phlox says, yes, how can I help you? And she says, I got something to talk to you about, Doc. I need a surgery. And, it's breast augmentation. I need these breasts augmented. I'm a little bit shy, a little bit peevish about it. Don't want you talking to prenom about it. He says, sure, no, not a problem. He says, what else? She says, I don't really like what's going on with the prenom, and I want to abort my baby.
Yeah, I also want to scrape.
I want to scrape. They shortly after this, the prenom hatches his plan, his mm-hmm. cunning plan. He places his devotees throughout the ship, and he approaches the captain, and he says, I've got terrorists all over the ship, and I will blow the ship up. And he says, watch this, and he blows a fucking hole into the ship, and fuck, I hate space terrorists so much.
Yeah, man, especially when they have powerful organic explosions.
Yeah, they jam something in their arm.
All over things you like.
Yeah.
You know, it gets all sticky, the powerful organic explosions.
Yeah, they have, like, you know, little wicks coming out their ass, and then they light it. And they blow it because the dynamite's in their anal cavity.
That's right, and Dad's so pissed that he has this look of fucking religious.
Metal.
And then he goes, Tripp, don't take any action.
These guys are hardcore.
And then, you know, Dad and him are like, what? They're talking
in Dad's ready room. And Prenom comes in. He says, you know, I apologize for that. You know,
I'm a saint of a man.
He says that, you know, I also lost a crewman in an explosion. It's like, oh, boohoo, playing the fucking victim.
I lost
classic
one, too.
Classic space terrorists.
Dude, these space terrorists, you're right. You know what? All of a sudden.
Savages.
Idiots. Savages. Hey, David.
Yeah.
Save your breath.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's what Dad tells him.
Yeah, Prenom says, after he says, you know, I'll say a prayer for you, and he walks out, Dad says, save your breath.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, Dad meets with Prenom again, and Prenom says, I'm going to need you to pick out someone from your crew to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at this point that I said, Dad's going to be himself. I mean,
they're telegraphing that.
Let's be honest here.
Dad's like, Travis. Is there a Mako?
Yeah. Space him.
And then, you know, the Prenom goes, I take no pleasure in this, Captain.
As he deletes his hard drive full of Zindi art stuff.
The weird thing about him saying he takes no pleasure in it is he was totally beating his meat under that little dress that he was wearing.
He totally got pleasure from it.
Yeah, hell yeah, he did.
Of the sexual kind.
Yeah. Hey, David.
Yo.
You know, I gotta tell you, man, I've been praying for you in the hopes that the makers would open your eyes.
Mm. I was blind, but now I can see.
Yeah.
Thanks to our Lord and Savior.
The sphere.
People.
Sphere makers.
Spheres.
The makers.
How the fuck do they find out about those spheres? Those spheres are like light years away from their planet, and they're just like, let's get in a ship and head towards that.
You know, I've got an idea. We need to go. We need to murder the other zealots. And, do you want to get to why the heretics, why they don't like each other? Why one is a heretic and these people got to get this shit?
Oh, yeah, might as well. Well, later on we find out that really the reason why they get mad at each other is because
the heretics think that the creation of the world, Earth, the universe took 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And
the chosen realm.
They're a bunch of filthy bastards, you know? Because us cone nipple people are better than the circle nipple people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
we have 10 gods and they have less than us.
I understand that, you know, like religious zealotry is a thing and, you know, doesn't need to have, but it's nice to have a, you know, Star Trek take on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in that regard, they dropped the ball.
They did.
Because it's
big
like,
time.
Okay, sure. I mean, that does seem stupid and blasphemous, but I think the real crux of the story is that, you know, like idolatry and religious zealotry, those are bad things to focus your life on.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to taking someone else's life. You can have your beliefs, but violence only begets violence.
That's true.
As the Prenom comes to find out.
Well, and there's also a bit of, and I think this is actually an accurate depiction of religious zealotry because, you know, at a certain point, the Prenom says, you know, we've taken over your ship, even though your ship has basically, you know, defiled the spheres. But we're using it for good, you know, and it's like that's classic religious, you know, zealotry gone wrong, which is, oh, you can't do that. But if we do that because we're more godly than you, then it's okay. And it's like, well, actually, you guys shouldn't even be out in space because you don't even believe in fucking medicine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah,
Dad's an overacting ham in this one.
He is, and it really comes to fruition when he pulls that kid aside. He says, "Hey, kid, I noticed you got some problems with the Prenom. Let me try to convince you otherwise." Says, I heard that thing about your wife. That's horrible. You know, I come from a Christian country, and that just ain't right in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Use protection. Also, you have to be married. And over the age of 18.
Yeah, and no scrapes.
And definitely not my daughter.
Oh, wow. You know, and so...
no scrapes.
So, basically, the only way... Well... The only way Dad's going to be able to take this shit back, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess before we get there, so Dad did decide to be the one to get killed.
He does.
And he makes a request because they've got such a good rapport, he and the prenum, and says, we have this device that's usually used for disposing of hazardous material, and it'll afford me a quick and painless death. So would you mind going out that way? And naturally, it's the transporter.
Of course.
And... you know, so Dad dies in their eyes.
He outwits the Bible thumpers.
That's
with
right.
Science.
With science.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. So Dad miraculously comes back, and he hits up the doctor. And he goes, hey, Doc, it's Dad. Can you talk? And he goes, sure, Dad. Whatever you want. It's Flux, baby. I can help you out.
And he types out, don't feed the dog cheese. LOL, winky face.
And then he goes, yeah, do you think you can neutralize that organic explosion in him?
And Phlox texts back, need Tryon on internal scans, BRB AFK.
And then when you're like, oh no, he went AFK, I'm not done talking to him, you then click on the link in his profile, and it takes you to his MySpace, and it sucks because it's his three wives.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. Screaming their, you know, birthing songs because it autoplays when you click on his profile because it's a space MySpace. Yeah. You get it?
MySpace.
You get it? You get it? Yeah.
It's a space book.
You know, at some point, I forget who it is, but... someone asked someone to ask your flunky over there, and the use of the word flunky is brilliant. That's a great word. That's what I call
people
when I
drive. It's almost as good as smokes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you call people when they drive.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, look at this flunky.
Flunky? Come on, get the fuck out of here.
Bantha poodoo. Listen to music.
Is that Christian rock?
Are they doing karaoke?
I don't know. For those of you guys that can't hear, usually you hear my dogs barking in the background, but right now we got our neighbors going hot, son.
So Dad concocts a plan, and it requires shooting a few guys, taking a scan of the Trianon, which Dad does successfully. He sends it over to Phlox, and Phlox uses the old infect the Trianons with the bat-borne virus trick right out of Xi Jinping's playbook.
Wow.
2020. That works, and Dad convinces one of the Trianons to help him, and Phlox infects the ship with blue Powerade, and Dad decides to show him some truth and takes him down to the planet that they're all fighting for, and it's blown up.
Wow.
So basically, Dad is explaining to the prenom that all this would have been for naught. There's a giant space battle that I missed there, where the other zealots show up and they blow them up and shit, and this is what the huge fight is over. But basically, Dad shows that violence only begets more violence.
You want truth? I'll show you some truth.
I'll show you some truth.
And then their entire planet's destroyed, and when Dad tries to prove to them that they can do nothing against him and his plan has worked.
Mm-hmm.
He literally crosses his arms. He folds them, right?
Yeah.
And he looks at him cold dead in the eye, cocks his head to the left, and he goes, try and blow yourself up. I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Go ahead. And then nothing happens. And you know what?
Had some blue Powerade lately?
Dad wins. Dad, and the dad wins again.
I've got faith.
Yeah. See, Dad's got the real faith.
He does have the real faith.
You know, for saving humanity. I certainly hope that in the next few episodes, something happens where we need a savior, some sort of blue savior, you know, like a blue knight. Some sort of blue knight comes in. He's got crazy ears that are controlled outside of his body by other people. Animatronically. Yeah. You know, an actor of a generation.
I will say, wow, what a foreshadowing. I will say that this episode sets up an interesting premise, you know, because basically, you know, Enterprise has been traveling through the expanse with all the information they've been gathering on the Zindi, and now it's gone.
What?
So, what's going to happen next?
What's going to happen next?
They're back to square zero, square one.
No. And yeah.
And maybe it's going to take a blue-eared little freak to come through and save us all.
Holy shit, a blue-eared freak?
With Q-tip hair.
Or maybe a degrouge of information.
A degrouge.
Yeah, I like that word. Deluge. A degrouge of help.
A deluge, you mean?
Degra. Deluge. A degrouge. You don't remember who Degra is.
Degra.
It's okay.
We'll get there.
We'll definitely get there.
This has been the Star Companion.
Yes, it has.
That was aggressive. You can find us on all major podcasting platforms. If you'd like, you can continue listening on whatever podcasting platform
you use. Whatever podcasting platform you use. Just keep listening.
You didn't want to hear me go through all that shit. Oh my God. If you like what you hear, have a good time with us. Send us a buck or two over at patreon.com/thestarcompanion. If you'd like, email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
We still got stickers.
If you do not believe in fiat currency, let us know, and we'll give you an address to send smokes.
Smokes!
TP for my upcoming TP mummy costume. And, you know... God. In these dark and trying times, we hope you take care of yourself and just know that our thoughts and prayers are with you.
I'm changing my Facebook profile picture. I'm sorry. My Spacebook profile picture to whatever country has the most deaths, but like in the Western world.
Okay. You know. Those are who matter. Yeah.
I've been checking. We have like zero Chinese listeners. Oh. Which I think is definitely not our fault.
No, it's not.
I think it's their...
And look, yeah. I don't blame the coronavirus on Chinese.
Did you almost call them the Zindi?
Yeah. I don't blame the coronavirus on the Chinese.
No. I do blame that Harvard professor, though.
I do, too.
That guy was up to something.
That guy was a goddamn traitor is what he is.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, as David said, take care of yourself and keep listening.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.